There's a saying in business seminars and books that's designed to help you succeed. It goes like this: if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Now, if that's true for business and the ways of the world, how much more true is it for life? And how much more important is planning for eternal life? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and as a Jesuit priest who makes an annual 8-day retreat, I can tell you that's what the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius are all about. They are a retreat manual designed to help people plan their lives around the most important goal, eternal life. So it's not surprising that today's saint, Robert Bellarmine, a Jesuit formed in the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, and a great theologian, would have written things in a similar vein. Here's how he put it. If you are wise, then, know that you have been created for the glory of God and your own eternal salvation. This is your goal. This is the center of your life. This is the treasure of your heart. If you reach this goal, you will find happiness. If you fail to reach it, you will find misery. May you consider truly good whatever leads to your goal, and truly evil whatever makes you fall away from it. Prosperity and adversity, wealth and poverty, health and sickness, honors and humiliations, life and death, in the mind of the wise person, are not to be sought for their own sake, nor avoided for their own sake. But if they contribute to the glory of God and your own eternal happiness, then they are good and should be sought. If they detract from this, they are evil and must be avoided.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.